This podcast is titled Conservative or Progressive? The Conservative Response. The speaker is Brad Frager. There are many who believe that progressives care about others and the environment while conservatives don't. As you read my responses, you will see that conservatives actually have the higher ground, and it is progressives that sometimes don't care about either people or the environment. I, of course, am not talking about those liberals, basically good, caring people, who are uninformed regarding the progressive endgame. Here's my conservative response to the issues presented in my conservative or progressive essay. Number one, if a woman accuses a man of rape, he needs to prove his innocence. The Sixth Amendment guarantees an individual's right to a fair, speedy, and public trial. It establishes innocent until proven guilty. Conservatives believe that we must uphold this core truth of our justice system without exception. Number two, we need to open our borders. Welcome anyone who wants to come to America. A great influx of illegal immigrants would drive wages down and put an impossible burden on our welfare system. Conservatives know the importance of immigrants to the success of our society. However, we believe strongly in the rule of law and know that while legal immigration is a blessing, illegal immigration is an unreasonable burden. Number three, private citizens should not be able to own guns. The Second Amendment is one of the most misunderstood amendments in the Constitution. The founders were concerned that a group of powerful people would take over the government and turn it into a monarchy or a collective society, socialism. They sincerely believed, and conservatives agree, that the only way to possibly stop this from happening is to arm the public. An armed public is very difficult for a socialist government to control. Number four, freedom of speech does not include hate speech. The reason this amendment exists is to protect speech that others hate. There's no reason to protect speech that doesn't offend anyone. Conservatives believe the freedom to express every opinion is critical to the success of our society. Number five, a woman has a right to abort a fetus through the 9th month of pregnancy. The main question is, when is a fetus human? In every culture, murdering another human being is a sin. The range of beliefs on when a fetus becomes human is broad, from a fetus is human from conception, the Catholic view, to a fetus is human with a heartbeat, Texas, to a fetus isn't human until it takes its first breath, New York. So this necessitates society deciding when the fetus becomes human. Surveys have clearly shown that the vast majority say no later than the beginning of the third trimester. Some ask this question of conservatives. You are so strong on personal rights, yet you easily take away the right of a woman to choose. How do you justify this? I believe the right of a human fetus to live takes precedence over the right of the mother to choose. Six, a powerful, controlling central government is necessary in today's world. What makes intelligent people believe that a worldwide central government would be able to solve anything? Conservatives believe a strong local government meets the needs of the people better than a strong central government. In order for a strong central socialist government to gain the control it needs, it would have to have control over every facet of human existence. My favorite Maharishi quote is, "Control is the enemy of evolution." Seven. A male identifying as a female should be able to compete in women's sports. If anything shows the ignorance of the progressive movement, it is this concept. It will destroy women's sports. But it goes even deeper than that. Progressives want biological males identifying as females to be able to dress and shower in women's bathrooms and locker rooms, as well as being housed in women-only facilities and women's prisons. For conservatives, these policies are unacceptable. Eight, capitalism is a major cause of catastrophic global warming. Conservatives believe that there is no danger of catastrophic global warming. There is no doubt that humans are contributing CO2 to the atmosphere. However, the main result is a much healthier plant phyla. Conservatives believe that the policies and processes needed to accomplish progressives' climate change goals would cause a great amount of human suffering while accomplishing nothing in regard to climate change, which is a natural process that has existed for billions of years. Number 9, voter identification laws are immoral and unethical. Conservatives believe that voter ID is essential in order to have fair and just elections. The list of what you need identification for in this modern world is a very long list indeed. The fact that Democrats keep voicing their concern leaves only one conclusion. They know that without voter ID, it's much easier to cheat, and they believe they can only win by cheating. Number 10, Joe Biden won the presidential election fair and square. This is simple. No way, Jose. Biden can't fill a small church, and Harris can't fill a coffee shop. Yet the Democrats and mainstream media are trying to tell us that Biden got 80 million votes. Conservatives believe there is too much evidence proving a crooked election with the support of foreign interference, a capital offense. Number 11, masks help to slow the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Study after study show clearly that masks have no ability to slow the spread of the virus. The studies to the contrary, often done by reputable organizations, only do lab testing on how much the mask interfere with droplets from coughing, sneezing, even just plain breathing. However, every study done involving real-life situations shows clearly that masks don't make one bit of difference and should only be worn by those showing COVID-19 symptoms. Number 12, the police are killing a few hundred unarmed black men every year. The number of unarmed black men killed annually by police ranges from 15 to 25, and in almost every instance, they violently resisted arrest. In addition, single-parent families, very poor public schools, and limited job opportunities, every one of these the result of failed Democrat policies, make it very difficult for young blacks to make it in the world. Many feel forced into a life of crime, which results in a black murder rate many times higher than any other race. Number 13, the Electoral College doesn't work. You can win the popular vote, but lose the election. We have a representative republic, not a democracy. We'd have a true democracy, majority rule, if we were to elect the president on population only. In this instance, the country would be run basically by the West and East Coasts. The heartland would have no voice. In America, we are against taxation without representation. Without the Electoral College, that is what the heartland would be living with. Number 14, critical race theory should be taught in our schools. As I was testing this essay, I was very surprised regarding the ignorance about critical race theory in people that I considered to be intelligent and informed. This issue is one of the most important currently in the United States, and we all must be aware of it and how it is impacting our children and our lives. Essentially, critical race theory teaches that America is a racist nation and whites are systemically racist, while ignoring the sacrifices we made in the Civil War and the exceptional progress we have made in the past few decades. In addition, it also ignores a worldwide survey that showed clearly that America is one of the least racist nations on earth. Critical race theory is an evil attempt to divide the races, because evil people know that a population divided is a population more easily controlled. Well, that's my response to the issues I presented. The progressive movement is global socialism. Their long-term goal, the creation of a powerful world government, will be accomplished in the name of catastrophic global warming, overpopulation, and our civilization-ending pandemics, thereby causing great fear in the world's people and convincing them that a world government is the only government that can solve these critical global issues. With little control over national, especially world politics, our only hope is local. Are you going to vote for those who support consciously or unconsciously the slide into socialism? Are you going to vote for those who support the Constitution and Bill of Rights, who support freedom and liberty? The choice is yours to make. This has been a Groundbreaking Productions production, copyright 2021 Brad Frager, written by Brad Frager and Barbara Foley, produced and presented by Brad Frager.